while they're going out. Joshua had led a new generation of Israelites into the promised land. These were the children of those who had died in the wilderness because they had believed the majority report. The majority being 10 spies who chose to cringe at giants and chose to balk at entry into Canaan in spite of God's promise to give them a safe entry and a victorious entry. Joshua and Caleb had chosen boldly to give their optimistic and faith-based minority report, calling for everyone to press on across the Jordan into the land of milk and honey and giants with God as their invasion leader and their guarantor. I note that neither of these choices was made cold, that is, without forethought. Joshua and Caleb had predisposed their minds before spying to enter and conquer the land according to God's promise, regardless of negative factors. God said they should enter and conquer. That meant negative factors were not a consideration. On the other hand, the other 10 were predisposed to give credence to negative factors. They were open-minded, open to not giving in, and the people having complained and criticized all along their 40-year journey and having wished on occasion to return to Egypt were predisposed to be open to options other than God's. This in turn predisposed them to allow negative factors to outweigh both the outstanding attractions and the promises of God. When I go to buy a new car, I have a certain predisposition. One major one is I like manual transmissions. I like synchronizing the clutch and the accelerator and shifting for myself rather than having it mechanically done for me. So even the prospects of working the clutch and accelerator in heavy traffic are not daunting to me. So no matter what the salesman says about the good gas mileage of automatics and their convenience in traffic, and even their manual shift option, along with the much wider variety of models, I want a clutch to synchronize with the accelerator and the shift lever. Some persons can be talked into an automatic, and some don't have to be talked into an automatic. We all have our predispositions. So some Israelites were predisposed to object to entering the promised land and slaying giants and chose to agree with the 10 in so much that they were going to stone Caleb and Joshua. And God was predisposed to choose to make them die in the wilderness and take their children into the promised land. Now their children were settled in the promised land. Now their children were settled in the promised land. God had enabled them to chase off and kill off many of the heathen inhabitants. Joshua was aged now, 110 years old, and predisposed to choose God's will. And watching God unfailingly, consistently overcome all odds to keep his promises, Joshua was predisposed to serve God. Joshua's death was imminent. He knew of the people's weakness, the human tendency to be open to the disadvantages of obeying God, so he offered them the opportunity to commit themselves, to predispose themselves to serving God unswervingly. They knew of the Deuteronomic blessings of this course, insurance of unfailing security and freedom. They also knew of the Deuteronomic curses of choosing for themselves, the assurance of unfailing insecurity and slavery. They knew of the promises that God had made, And so Joshua came before them, and he said, "Choose you this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And so today I call on you to predispose yourselves to serve God, so that when the time comes to choose, the choice is already made. This is the kind of decision that God can bless. This is the kind of decision that God upholds. This is the kind of decision that is a saving decision. May God bless you.
Please stand with me and turn in your hymnals to 917 as we all read the benediction together. No matter what circumstance you are in, it is always fitting to praise the Lord. So let us read together. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. You're dismissed.